Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
This is Vaccine 411, the latest coronavirus vaccine information for November 25th, 2021. A human subject is testing a new experimental vaccine, and that human subject is Russian President Vladimir Putin. He's already fully vaccinated and he got his booster shot 4 days ago, but now he's taken an experimental nasal version of the Sputnik V vaccine. He said so far he hasn't experienced any unpleasant effects after taking the nasal vaccine. The U.S. president will require essential non-resident travelers crossing U.S. land borders like truck drivers and emergency response officials to be fully vaccinated starting January 22nd. That brings the rules for essential travelers in line with rules for leisure travelers that went into place earlier this month. Looking around the world, Slovakia's government approved a 2-week national lockdown for both the unvaccinated and vaccinated. People can leave their homes only for limited, specific reasons. The Italian government decided to exclude unvaccinated people from some leisure activities like movies, sporting events, and dining out. Vaccinations were also made mandatory for law enforcement, military, and all school employees. Denmark's government is seeking to reintroduce mask mandates in all public places, and Portugal is introducing new pandemic restrictions 7 weeks after scrapping almost all of them because of the high vaccination rate. This isn't going to shock you, but a lot of people don't follow the public health advice they're asked to follow. A new survey shows that in England, 1 in 4 adults who test positive for COVID do not follow the rules for 10-day self-isolation, and that number is rising, up from 22% who fessed up to that in September. In the United States, cases were up 24%, deaths are down 6%, and hospitalizations are up 9% over 14 days. The 7-day average of new cases has been trending up since November 3rd. The 5 states that had the most daily deaths per 100,000 are Montana, Kentucky, West Virginia, Oregon, and Michigan. There are 9,382,501 active cases in the United States. The 5 states with the greatest increase in hospitalizations per capita, New Hampshire, 55%, Michigan and Massachusetts, 45%, and Illinois and Indiana, 32%. The top 10 counties with the highest number of recent cases per capita, according to the New York Times, Bighorn, Montana, Nome Census Area, Alaska, Scurry, Texas, Dodge, Minnesota, Mason, Michigan, Shiawassee, Michigan, Bethel Census Area, Alaska, Venango, Pennsylvania, Nottoway, Missouri, and Goodhue, Minnesota. There have been at least 773,770 deaths in the U.S. recorded as COVID-related. The top 3 vaccinating states by percentage of population that's been fully vaccinated, Vermont unchanged at 72.6%, Rhode Island at 72.2%, and Maine at 72%. The bottom 3 vaccinating states are West Virginia unchanged at 41.5%, Wyoming at 45.3%, and Alabama unchanged at 45.8%. The percentage of the U.S. that's been fully vaccinated is 59%. Globally, cases were up 17% and deaths were up 2% over 14 days, with the 7-day average trending up since October 15th. There are 19,654,645 active cases around the world. The 5 countries with the most new cases, the United States, 103,899, Germany, 73,966, the UK, 43,676, Russia, 33,558, and France, 32,591. There have been at least 5,165,169 deaths reported as COVID-related worldwide. For the latest updates, subscribe for free to Vaccine 411 on your podcast app or ask your smart speaker to play the Vaccine 411 podcast.
Sound that brands.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.